News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, as the UK gets set to introduce age verification mechanisms for online pornography, our next guest says the new restrictions won't be enough to alter youngsters' attitudes towards pornography and youngsters' attitudes towards sex. Alice Thompson, columnist with the Times of London, Times Ireland edition, says online porn has changed our teenagers' views of relationships forever. She joins us now. Alice, why do you feel that online porn has changed teenagers' views of relationships?
I think it has because, you know, for my generation, I'm sadly now in my 50s, but for my generation, it was very, very difficult to access porn, and there were magazines on the top shelves, but, you know, it was embarrassing, it was hard, it was difficult, and, you know, it wasn't something that boys saw the whole time. Now, boys and girls are seeing porn so easily online, and they are affected by it. And I think it does affect their relationships because they're seeing a very different type of sex from that which they would have, you know, 20, 30 years ago. You know, they would have been fumbling around sort of working out what they liked, what they didn't like. It would all have been with, you know, with each other. Now they've seen so much before they even start having relationships quite often that it's really difficult to know what's normal and what's not.
Without getting into too much of the specifics, obviously, or too much of the detail, I mean, it's pornography portrays sex as what? Very clinical, kind of hairless, kind of...
I think that when they've looked, there's been a lot of research done on it, but the difficulty is partly how women are portrayed. So quite often women are portrayed as being in a submissive situation and or wanting various things and wanting to be dominated in a way that, you know, it's not great in the Me Too generation for them. And I think there also is a sense of being held. But it's also for both sexes that it's living up to an aspiration of what they should look like as much as anything and how they've all got these sort of perfect bodies. And that's very difficult for children as well because, you know, no one has the kind of perfect body really that you see on screen.
Unless you're watching Love Island.
Yeah.
One of the things I was very struck by in your piece was the percentage of, particularly of boys, who believe that porn is a realistic depiction of sex.
Well, that's the problem for them. And then I think, to be honest, I think it has got something to do with the fact that children are actually having sex later in their teens now, which in a way is good. There's, you know, the age of teenage pregnancy has gone up, that in some ways it's better. But in some ways you think it's because people are more terrified. And I'm not sure whether I think teenagers should be that terrified of what they've got to do and what they haven't got to do. And it is difficult. But then it's also, you know, it's been changed by dating apps. It's been changed in so many different ways, I think, from what it was 20 or 30 years ago when, you know, you kind of have a crush on someone on the school bus, really.
I don't know if it's the same in the UK. I do get a sense here in Ireland, and maybe that's because of our kind of sort of Catholic hang-ups, and maybe we had a ridiculous attitude to sex for so long. I don't think it was there in the UK to the same extent, but I think there's almost a fear among people of standing up to this and saying this is wrong because they're afraid they'll be accused of being a prude.
Yeah, so that is the difficult thing. It's like, you know, men, you know, the fact that so many, and we must keep saying this as well, that women do watch porn as well. So there's nothing wrong at all in watching it. You know, and that, I don't think that's not the discussion is let's ban all porn. The discussion is what age children should be watching it, but also that you need to talk to children about it. So, you know, we've got rules going through at the moment through Parliament about what children should be learning about sex education and LGBTQ education. And actually it could be part of that is they do need to know what porn is about. It's actually almost better probably to talk to them in the classroom about it when they get to their teens and about what is realistic and what isn't realistic and to try and give them some sense of normality.
This new proposal, it's in the legislation, hasn't come in yet in the UK, that there'll be restrictions on under 18 accessing online pornography. Is that going to work?
I can't see that. I mean, any savvy teenager probably will get a VPN, which is a virtual private network. You know, they'll be able to get around it because they'll pretend that they're not in Britain. But not until they're slightly older. So it will stop the sort of, I'd have thought, the kind of 11 to 13-year-olds will make it less likely. It makes it much less likely they'll stumble across something. And it also gives them a sense that actually people don't want them watching it because there is something about it that's probably, you know, that in some ways it is dangerous for them. And I think it'll be, The odd thing is the idea of now you'll be able to get a card as well. If you don't want to give all your details online to prove you're 18, you'll be able to go down to your newsagent and get a card, which is quite old-fashioned in a way, actually. It's almost like going back to the sort of mags on the top of the sort of magazine rack. But
okay.
I'm not sure that'll work. I think that's a slightly extraordinary idea. But you know, maybe that's what people want. And I can see people don't want to hand over all their details.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Alice Thompson, thanks indeed. Alice Thompson, columnist with the Times of London, Times Ireland edition.